Hi Chris, how are you? I'm attempting here to give you the answers to the questions that you asked me to provide for that profile. I decided to do this as a recording. I think you wanted to have answers to questions from 3 to 7 and then 9. So let me start. What do you consider to be one or two professional achievements in your career thus far and why? The top professional achievement, in my opinion, is basically having helped, supervised, mentored, and taught, and advised probably hundreds of students through my career, both at the undergraduate and the graduate level, and help them on the road to success in life, and help them really make a humongous difference in their own lives and careers and their families' lives, and also in their communities' lives. In my opinion, that's really why we're all in this incredible type of business, really making an amazing, transformative, positive difference to our students' lives. So having served as an educator and, of course, a researcher and administrator in my career, and having interacted and helped out these hundreds upon hundreds of students through the last 30 years of my career, is probably the top professional achievement that I am truly, truly proud of, truly making a significant difference and helping out all of these students. The other one, of course, is helping build institutions that can sustainably do that even without me. So the fact that I have been working, for 20-something year with my previous employer, University of Bridgeport, and now for close to 4 years at Lawrence Technological University, and helping really build these two institutions to the point that they have become, with my help, of course, and with the help of many amazing and wonderful colleagues in both places, to be the top tier education provider, higher education provider, world-class provider that can continue to do that for students even after I leave, is another professional achievement that also I am proud of, building the structures, resources, processes, personnel that can sustain that kind of work and affect student lives and make a difference both in the families, communities, locally, regionally, nationally, and globally. Is another professional achievement that I'm incredibly proud of. Third would be obviously contributing to the state of the art and research and development endeavors, and we're having worked on projects of very significant intellectual merit and broader impact that hopefully have positively and will continue to positively affect the lives of human beings. And by that, of course, I refer to my own research and development and scholarly endeavors for many, many years, having worked on wonderful projects, designed systems and machinery and algorithms and within the space of robotics and automation and sensing and computer vision and machine perception and artificial intelligence and signal processing and automation for many years, and having contributed to the design building of these systems that all of us use in daily lives, and having contributing to the advancement within these fields as a scholar and a researcher is a professional achievement that I am immensely proud of. So these would be really the three achievements building sustainable institutions that can produce very positive society effects, affecting the lives of many, many students positively, and then, of course, contributing to the advancement of humanity via significant R&D and scholarly projects of significant intellectual merit and broader impact. These would be the three. Now I'm moving to question four, which is what brought me to LTU in 2020? Well, at that time, and at the end of 2019, our own as a family situation starting to allow us to be geographically mobile in terms of living as our children has started to grow up and be a little more independent. And I was seeking an executive leadership position at the president level or the provost level, in particularly a technologically focused university. I had felt through the several last year of my career with my previous institution, the University of Bridgeport, that I could be very effective and helpful and obviously happy and productive if I were to end up working in a comprehensive doctoral private technological university, because these kind of institutions, and there are so many few of them, literally 13 in the whole country, align exceptionally well with my own vision of higher education, a vision that that basically articulates that education for the future is very should be very technologically focused, interdisciplinary, and forward-looking, given the needs of society and in general in this kind of rapidly advancing technological world that we live in. And given my own background as a roboticist, scientist, and engineer. So I was trying to find such an institution and assume an executive leadership role. And, there are literally 13 universities out of 6,000 universities in the country that do satisfy or have satisfied my criteria at that time. These are namely the 13 comprehensive doctoral and technological and private, because it's easier to be agile and come up with fast solutions and programming in private universities than it is public. So when I started looking at these institutions, and of course having known as a scientist and engineer of Lawrence Tech and its amazing progress in the last 20 plus years, when that position of provost opened and I was contacted by a recruiter, it was basically what I considered to be a marriage made in heaven. Lawrence Tech aligned very well with my own values and aspirations for leadership and admiration also as an academic executive leader. And it did satisfy my criteria. And of course, the path of progress that LTU has went through under very transformative leadership of several administrations in the last several decades was a glaring example of a successful technological private and doctoral comprehensive university. So when the position of provost opened up, I was contacted and told about that. I was very, very pleased to throw my hat in the ring and to be recruited and to consider the position. And I was immensely blessed to have been chosen as provost, and doubly blessed less than 1.5 years later, after the retirement of Dr. Mudgill, to have been chosen by the community to assume the presidency. So that's how I ended up at Lawrence Tech. Question five, what skills, backgrounds related to your time at the University of Bridgeport do you feel most strongly prepared or positioned you for success in your current role. I think the skills and the backgrounds at the Bridgeport that allowed me to and positioned me for success and thriving in this wonderful role is simply the diversity of the type of positions and leadership opportunities that I have experienced through 25 years at the University of Bridgeport, having served as a tenured faculty member, as a department chair, as the head of the first incubator and the founder of the first incubator in Fairfield County, having served as dean for many years and having helped grow their school to be one of the best in the region, if not nationally, having served as the vice president for research and economic development, having served as the head of the graduate programming at Bridgeport, having served as a senior vice president, the executive vice president of the university, and the provost, has provided me with an immensely diverse background in research, academia, in research, academics, economic development, graduate programming, admissions and enrollment management, tech transfer, incubation, acceleration, and many other aspects of academic and university administration that are very rare to come by in a career at one university. These skills and these experiences in so many diverse fields and areas, having again served as a faculty, as a department chair, as an incubator head, as a dean, as a vice president, senior vice president, executive vice president, provost, overseeing so many different operations in academic affairs and research and development and business development and enrollment management have actually wonderfully prepared me for the current position. And I always joke that I've had one employer for 25 years, but probably 15 different types of jobs during these 25 years, which was truly transformative in my development as an academician, researcher, and administrator. So that would have been really the skills and the background that enabled me to seamlessly assume the position and hopefully and be productive and supervising currently so many diverse types of operations at Lawrence Tech, including the enrollment management division, the academic affairs division, the fundraising and philanthropy division, the marketing division, the accelerator and the research, and the research enterprise. Question 6, what do you feel sets LTU apart from the competition in the eyes of prospective students and in regard to staff? LTU is truly unique. LTU is, number one, again, and I never tire of saying this, is within truly an elite company of incredible universities in the country that basically are three things at the same time, and these three things are again being technological, second being doctoral comprehensive, and thirdly being private. And again, this is, I mean, we're talking here about a set of 13 universities from amongst 6,000, which is truly amazing. Less than 0.25% of universities in the country that exhibit this, which truly is a differentiator, and it truly sets us apart. Our mission and vision is very well defined, given that particular classification, and that's an amazing differentiator. Our pillars, our motto, theory and practice could not be truer, which is another differentiator. Our emphasis and five founding pillars of technological eminence, research and creative practices focus, industry immersion, interdisciplinary agility, and professional excellence does set us apart from not only the 6,000 universities, but even within this elite group of 13 universities. Our intentional focus on experiential education, programming, agility, industry immersion, again, interdisciplinary offerings, student co-ops and internships paid at market rates, small class size, and one-to-one faculty mentoring, undergraduate research, and one of the largest dual enrollment programs in the Midwest setting does actually set LTU apart from all its peers, unique differentiators even within the elite group of these 13 technological, doctoral, comprehensive, and private universities. Our starting salaries and the incredible success of our graduates is another differentiator. We are enjoying the highest starting salary of any university in the state of Michigan, given the training and the great skills that our students do come out with from Lawrence Tech, which is wonderful. Our co-ops and internship percentage is incredibly impressive amongst any university in the country, let alone Michigan. We are truly committed to fostering cross-disciplinary, experiential, and forward-facing education that empowers students to excel in technology, scholarship, and design. And again, from the point of view of our students, you know, an investment in an LTU education does not only result in them being world-class trained in their discipline in a very firm and solid technological manner, allowing them to graduate with exactly the skills that are needed in this very fast-moving tech-based economy in every discipline in the future. It does also result, and that's very important for students, and that's where our value proposition is, that education results in eminent professional employment upon graduation at salaries among the highest of all universities in Michigan, making our value proposition one of the best. We are as affordable as state universities when you factor in, when one factors in, student opportunities for merit scholarships, industry co-ops, and internships that are very well paid at market rates while students are studying at Lawrence Tech in the summers. Our significant funded undergraduate and graduate research opportunities, and of course, our very well compensated work study positions on campus. Our value proposition is simply second to none in the country, and that should be something that our students should be very proud of and be interested in pursuing if they are considering us. Question 7, what are my goals for the university this year, over the next few years? The university is on a very successful path and a significant growth curve, if one can say. In terms of the actual goals that one aspires to, first and foremost, of course, is our continuing emphasis on becoming a university that is very well grounded in research and scholarly endeavors, and seeing the growth and makes one aspire for one of these goals, for that type of research quantity and quality to continue increase in this upcoming year significantly. And it has already increased significantly over the last 2 or 3 years in terms of publications, scholarly endeavors, research work, creative work, and a level of sponsored research and grant funding coming in, and significant projects of significant intellectual merit and broader impact being conducted on campus. Another goal for the next year is to continue enriching the College of Health Sciences with additional programming on top of the programming that already exists in terms of new degree programs and certifications, with an emphasis on health tech and medical technologies, given our character. So these would be two significant goals. The third one for this year would be obviously to continue expanding our high school and K-12 outreach dramatically, because that will help not only our local constituents, but also will help our region, the state, and the country as a whole, to be very honest. So expanding these high school K-12 relationships and being able to increase the number of students in our dual enrollment programs and middle college and early middle college can only help to, number one, of course, help many of these students embark on a road to success that can transform their own lives, their families' lives, and communities' lives by helping them be eminent, technologically trained, interdisciplinary trained, ready professionals for the jobs that do not even have a title yet that are coming up in the future, but also, as importantly, help industry and help companies and help our economy very significantly, because there is a very significant need for these kind of professionals, and our country is facing a dramatic shortage. So that would be a third aspiration, to increase the outreach and the size and the number of students in high schools that we reach to and help educate via these dual enrollment early middle college programming, to increase significantly from the current 1,100 or so students to be more, much more, hopefully. And then, of course, ultimate goal is to have them enroll as undergraduate students and graduate, and increase the size of that pipeline coming out, in addition to increasing it coming in terms of the number of graduates. Over the next few years, in addition, of course, to these three aspirations, we're hoping for additional space, because as we continue to grow in the health sciences and designing research centers, etc., we will need space to accommodate all of that. So continuing the expansion and programming and health sciences and research will require space. So being able to acquire that additional space is a goal, which will help expand our activities, outreach, and stature. So that's a very important aspiration over the next few years. Designing and succeeding and having a very accomplished entrepreneurship ecosystem, so that a lot of the homegrown projects by students and faculty be commercialized via migrating into the accelerator would be another goal in the next few years, in addition to the current success of the accelerator with hundreds of companies. Would like many of these companies to be companies that are homegrown from within LTU, resulting from the work of our students and faculty. And again, the third goal would be over the next few years to expand our global footprint via what we already started, many tight and productive relationships with many higher education institutions overseas, and potentially having also branch entities and or operations or campuses overseas, so we can become much more global than we are today. And the fourth one would be the expansion of our professional development certifications, micro-credentials type endeavors, so we would have a thriving professional development operation going forward that helps many individuals and professionals and adults and others who are seeking alternative credentials that will help them be acquire, upskill, and acquire the skills that are needed for this brave new world where electrification, mobility, autonomy, artificial intelligence, nanotechnologies, cloud computing, industry 4.0, interdisciplinary programming type skills are very significantly needed. So these would be the four goals that I would have over the next few years. I think the last question that you wanted to answer, if I am not mistaken, would be question nine. And that would be personal details, age 56, preferred pronouns. I think that would be he, him. I mean, if I think that would be the answer. My city of residence, Southfield. I live in the president residence on campus. Am I married? Yes, I am married to my lovely wife of 31 years, Nihal Kandil. Kids, yes, four kids. Omar Sob, 30 years. He's an OBGYN physician at Yale in Connecticut, Yale New Haven Hospital. Haya, and he is a graduate of the University of Pennsylvania, an undergraduate at George Washington University Medical School. I have also Haya. Haya is 24. She graduated with a bachelor's degree in biology from University of Connecticut and the post-baccalaureate certificate in medical sciences from Lawrence Technological University and currently applying to graduate health sciences programs. I have Sammy. Sammy is sophomore at NYU, New York University, also a biology pre-med major. And finally, I have Adam, and Adam is a freshman at the Ross College of Business at the University of Michigan. And Sammy is 19, Adam is 18. Pets, Simba. Simba is our Pak Chihuahua dog, incredibly famous around the city of Southfield. And my hobbies, 7-year-old, that would be Simba. Hobbies, well, I like, there are a few hobbies that I have. I like to play squash whenever I have the time. I've played squash for many, many, many years. Not as good as I used to be, but I do play. I'm a scuba diver, and I enjoy very much whenever there's an opportunity for me to be in a wonderful place with amazing coral reefs, someplace in the world, you know, and to do scuba diving. I actually did have a scuba diver instructor license at some point in my life. Preferred place to scuba dive in the whole wide world would be the Red Sea. But I've done a lot of diving in other places, many other places, in the world actually. So that would be another one of my interests, or actually hobbies. What else? I do enjoy soccer very much, both playing, although that's I'm not doing as much of that as I used to. But I am a former soccer player. I played in high school and college and many years after that, and I'm a big soccer fan, and I love Liverpool, and I'm a big fan of Liverpool in England, and that would be really it. I like reading, of course, as one would imagine, and very diverse in my interest in reading, varying from topics and economics to novels to biographies to business slash economics to politics. So I do enjoy reading a lot actually. So these would be typically, I would think, my four hobbies. I hope this is useful, Chris. Thank you again. Bye bye.